This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for May 13th, 2022. The 2022 Dayton Hamvention, among the world's largest annual amateur radio gatherings, is ready to celebrate its 70th anniversary event on May 20th through the 22nd. That, of course, will be at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. Organizers report that brisk advance sales of tickets and reservations for inside exhibit booths and flea market spaces are an indication that the Hamvention 2022 is headed for success. At the final planning meeting held on May 10th, committee members learned that 94% of the inside exhibits were already sold, and more than 450 vendors had already claimed over 85% of the flea market spots. And adding to the interest this year is the largest prize ever offered in the history of Hamvention, an amateur radio dream station package worth almost $20,000. General Chairman Rick Allnut, W8SG, thanked DX Engineering and ICOM America for that prize, which made them the Platinum Prize sponsors for Hamvention 2022. That prize package includes an ICOM IC7851 HF and 50 MHz transceiver and an extensive list of station accessories. Allnut also acknowledged all of the other donors who contributed the many hourly prizes given out during the Hamvention. Other points made at that planning meeting included urging the use of the free ARRL Events app for smartphones and tablets to help attendees navigate the large schedule of forums and meeting locations, the sprawling fairgrounds, and the multiple buildings that house hundreds of exhibits and related activities. Now, while a printed program will still be available, the app provides an easier way to access information. You can visit your app store to download the app. Just search ARRL Events or via the following link, www.tripbuildermedia.com/APPS/ARRL. A web version is also available. The ARRL app is offered in partnership with the Hamvention. And at the Hamvention, ARRL will host over a dozen booths in its large-scale exhibit area located in Building 2. The booths will be supported by an 80-person team comprised of ARRL board members, section managers, field organization volunteers, program representatives, and ARRL headquarters staff. Visit www.arrl.org/expo for a complete summary of ARRL's participation at the 2022 Hamvention. The U.S. Department of Defense will host this year's Armed Forces Day Crossman Test on Saturday, May 14th. While Armed Forces Day is May 21st, the Crossman Military Amateur Radio event traditionally takes place 1 week earlier to avoid any conflict with the Dayton Hamvention. That event is open to all radio amateurs. The Crossman Test is a two-way communications exercise between military and amateur radio stations as authorized by the FCC and the Department of Defense, which establishes the Military Auxiliary Radio System known as MARS. During the exercise, radio amateurs listen for stations on military operating frequencies and transmit on frequencies in adjacent amateur bands. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, has promoted the participation of military and amateur radio stations in the Armed Forces Day event for more than 50 years. There are 24 military stations registered this year across the United States, including Alaska and Hawaii, that will be participating in the 2022 event. Several of those stations will be using the 60-meter interoperative channels during the exercise. All operations will be on a not-to-interfere basis in case there are real-world missions being supported during the event timeframe. A detailed list of modes and frequencies for military government stations taking part in the Armed Forces Day Crossband Test and more information is available at www.dodmars.org. In the upper right-hand corner is a drop-down menu with all of the information, including how to obtain a QSL card. WX4NHC, the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, will hold its annual communications test on Saturday, May 28, 2022, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That event is designed to evaluate W4NHC's amateur radio equipment and antennas at the headquarters in Florida and to give operations and an opportunity to evaluate their home equipment in advance of this year's Atlantic hurricane season, which starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. This event allows ham radio operators worldwide to hone their amateur radio communication skills in times of severe weather. Brief contacts will be available on many frequencies and modes, as well as the exchange of signal reports and basic weather data with any station in any location. The National Hurricane Watch Net on 14.325 MHz will be active for most of the test, as will 7.268 MHz, depending on propagation. Depending on man-made noise, the may have to move to different frequencies, and participants can locate the net using one of the DX spotting networks, such as the DX Summit website at www.dxsummit.fi. There will also be a voice-over internet protocol hurricane net from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. WX4NHC will make a few contacts on local VHF and UHF repeaters, as well as on Florida statewide amateur radio network, SARnet. QSL cars will also be available from WD4R. For more information about WX4NHC's website, you can contact them at www.wx4nhc.org. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security requested support from the Oklahoma Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, known as ARES, to help with emergency communication support following an outbreak of tornadoes hit this past week. During the first week of May, and on May 12th, 12 tornadoes touched down in the central and eastern parts of Oklahoma. The tornado that struck Seminole, Oklahoma on Wednesday, May 4th, left EF2 damage, according to the National Weather Service. That tornado was a mile wide, and its path totaled 31 miles. ARES was activated on Saturday, May 7th, 2022. Seven amateur radio operators were active, providing voice communications between chainsaw and debris removal teams from their base at the Seminole State College's Volunteer Center. ARRL Oklahoma Section Emergency Coordinator Mark Conklin, N7XYO, said the cleanup crews worked quickly, and ARES was needed for 8 hours until cellular and wired communications were restored. There were no deaths or injuries during that tornado outbreak, but cleanup does continue. The MSAT report this week from Bruce Page, KK5DO. The CSS-ARC, known as the Amateur Radio Payload for the Chinese Space Station, is ready. It was proposed by the Chinese Radio Amateurs Club, the Aerospace System Engineering Research Institute of Shanghai, and the Harbin Institute of Technology. This payload will allow hams aboard the Chinese space station to communicate with hams worldwide, and the frequencies have been coordinated with the IRAU. The payload is planned for launch in the third quarter of 2022. This first phase will allow for VHF, VHF single mode, or UHF multi-mode for the crew voice, VHF or UHF single mode, or UHF VHF for the FM repeater, VHF single mode or UHF 1K2 AFSK for the digipeater, and VHF single or UHF for the slow scan TV or digital mode. Many more frequencies are available. You can find them at ansat.org. Just scroll down to ANS and select release number 128. In radio sport, there are many contests available. May 14th through the 15th, the CQM International DX Contest, that's CW and phone, the Volta WW Ritty contest, that's digital, the Canadian Prairies QSO party, that's CW and phone, and the 50 MHz sprint. May 15th through the 16th, the Run for the Bacon QRP contest, CW, and May 18th, the VHF UHF FT8 activity contest, and the RSGB 80 meter club championship data.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.